AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The White House says negotiators in Vienna are closing in on a nuclear deal with Iran, but spokesman Josh Earnest says they're not there yet.
There have been some key issues in the negotiations that have been closed, and that's a good sign. That said, there continue to be some sticking points that remain unresolved.
Three diplomats say a deal could be announced in the early morning hours of Tuesday. Launching his candidacy for the GOP presidential nomination late today, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker vowed to fight for America's interests abroad and for his conservative policies in Washington.
My record shows that I know how to fight and win. Now more than ever, America needs a president who will fight and win for America.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton suggests misbehaving bankers will be jailed if she's elected.
In contrast with the savings and loan crisis of the 1990s, few, if any, bankers have gone to prison for the fraud and manipulation that nearly collapsed the economy in 2008. But Hillary Rodham Clinton suggested that would change if she's elected president. She noted in an economics speech that while banks have paid some big fines and even pleaded guilty to misconduct,
the human beings responsible get off with limited consequences or none at all, even when they've already pocketed the gains.
That, she said, will change. Warren Levinson, New York.
New York City officials have just announced a $5.9 million settlement in the Eric Garner police chokehold case. A Washington State motorist has found a teenage girl who says she survived a small plane crash on Saturday. No word about the fate of two other people. The coroner in Las Vegas says there's no evidence blues legend B.B. King was poisoned before he died of natural causes in May. This is AP Radio News. On the eve of the All-Star Game in Cincinnati, the Home Run Derby is being held tonight.
Two rookies and a hometown favorite highlight the field for the 2015 Home Run Derby tonight at Great American Ballpark. The Cubs' Chris Bryant and the Dodgers' Jock Peterson are among the eight participants vying for the title. Reds third baseman Todd Frazier will be in the mix as well, after finishing the runner-up in last year's event. Also competing will be Angels Albert Pujols, Oriole Manny Machado, Blue Jay Josh Donaldson, Cub Anthony Rizzo, and Ranger Prince Fielder. Donald Shook, Cincinnati.
Although his team is not doing very well at the moment, Baltimore Orioles catcher Matt Wieters says there's still a lot of baseball left in the current season.
It's a grind. It's the first half of a grind, and we're able to... to now, like I said, we're still in it, which is what you want going into the second half, and now we just got to come back and play better baseball.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.